am Anthony Dias, also known as the Counselor for the Throne School of Letters. The Throne School of Letters is here to bring the truth, and only the truth that sets us free. Free from the traditions of men, free from the lies, and free from the Roman interpretation, hijacking and or kidnapping of the faith itself. This is your resurrection. I want to repeat that one more time because people don't understand, but this is your resurrection. This is your raising up in awareness. This is your awakening, where you are being awakened from a sleep and a stupor that has been laid down on the masses. Almost everything we encounter comes from ancient times, Rome, and even before Rome. We have traditions that are supportive of idols and false mighty ones. There's only one mighty one. He has a name. His name is listed thousands of times in our Bible text and hidden by the words God and Lord. Neither apply to our Heavenly Father as the Creator. So listen to his name for me, will you? His name can be found in the phrase Hallelujah. The Yah on the end is short for his name. The beauty of his name is Yahuwah, meaning I am that I am and I create. Once again, pronounce it with me if you choose to. Yahuwah. When we say Hallelujah, the Yah on the end is short for both our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah, and our Messiah, Yahusha. This is your resurrection. You are being awakened at this moment. Yahusha, our Messiah. His disciples never used the term that's commonly used today. His name is and always has been Yahusha. In English, we say Joshua. That's the exact same name. Now, what does Yahusha mean? It means Yahuwah saves, or the salvation of Yahuwah. Pronounced Yahusha. Now, let's be clear about this. All life comes into being by the giver of life. There is no such thing as life without the impartation of the breath of lives from the life giver. The Ten Commandments are the instructions that help us to live life more abundantly. The same way we get the guides or instructions for cars, boats, or anything else, they help us enjoy this blessing called life. The traditions of men have the effect of blinding the masses into ignoring the truth. And faulty theories block them from everlasting life. Yahuwah Messiah had to point this out to the religious leaders of his times 2,000 years ago. Remember, they haggled him, they debated with him, they tried to trick him. Yahusha Messiah, again, had to point this out. Not to the regular folk, but to the religious leaders of his time 2,000 years ago. Today, these same traditions cause folks to believe Messiah's name is Jesus, when his taught ones never spoke that name. Yahusha. There's power in the name. It means Yahuwah saves. Yahuwah, there's power in the name. It means I am that I am and I create. How many of our leaders, ministers, priests tell us this today? No, they follow the traditions handed down to us by a Roman ruler named Constantine I. He changed many, many things, including the name of Messiah. He changed the Sabbath from the seventh day to the first day. This is your resurrection. Now, will you follow an understanding, awakening? Will you wake up or will you stay asleep? That's your choice. There's no arm twisting here. That's your freedom of your choice. You can wake up or you can stay asleep. Will you continue to follow the folly of Babel or be raised up by Yahusha, the King of Kings? To rule in the kingdom of Yahuwah, you must attend the feast. You are hereby invited to the feast of Yahusha, King of Kings. Hear his words, please. No man can come to me except the Father draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. John chapter 6, verse 44. Again, I am Yahusha, also known as the Counselor for the Throne School of Letters, here on this site, dial 860-786-0255. Press the number 1 and leave a message at any time. Thank you so much for joining me. Please stay secure and stay blessed. This is your resurrection. Hallelujah.